says, what are some principles that KJV-only people need to understand to stop them from going into extreme false doctrine about the KJV? And to me, when I think about that, when I think about people that go to Ruckmanite, is, like they go too far with it. I think you have to be in reality, right? You have to understand that, okay, well, if it's translated from a Greek text, you can't just like imagine that there's a Greek text out there that matches what you think it should be. You know what I mean? Like there's a reality that this is the Greek text they had, this is the Hebrew text that they had, and then you have the King James that you believe is perfect, and they both have to work. You know, for you to say, okay, the King James Bible is perfect, this is perfect, how does that work? And when you realize, okay, they're both perfect, then you can realize, okay, there's some dynamic equivalence. Okay, they use some idioms. You know, in the translation process. I think when you take that out and you say, okay, the King James Bible is perfect, the Greek must match it perfectly to the T, word for word, that's where the people get into false doctrine. They get into Ruckmanism because they're going in with this false premise of it has to be this way, instead of just looking at both, here's reality and how does it both fit. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think a
Okay.
lot of times if people aren't careful, they strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. And I think one of the reasons for that is because they don't understand how languages work and how things cannot be translated word for word into a different language. And anybody who speaks just two languages knows that for a fact. And they know that, a sentence can be said, a statement can be made in English. And if we want that translated into Spanish, Spanish might have an idiom that expresses that same exact concept. And it wouldn't necessarily make sense word for word in Spanish if we were to translate it. And so sometimes you have to do that. And so to say that it has to be word for word, I mean, then you have like an NIV, then you have an ESV, because some of these are like transliterated versions. And it just sounds horrible. It sounds like you trans it sounds like you basically use Google Translate to translate the word of God, and that's why it sounds horrible,
Yeah, sometimes they're too literal, where it sounds
Yeah.
weird because it doesn't sound natural.